You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Every few years, the McLean County Arts Center takes a look at the up-and-coming artists in Illinois and says, this is your moment. Running now through June 11th, it's the Emerging Illinois Artists Exhibition, featuring works by 20 artists currently enrolled or just graduated from MFA programs across the state. Head curator Claire Hedden says the show is a great way for the center to celebrate the exciting ideas that are being incubated in Illinois art schools. Trending right now? Object ideas.
The students are looking at things in a non-representational way.
Okay, could you give me an example of one of those?
Sure. Well, we can talk about our prize winner. This is Kathy Sow's work. She's a student at School of the Art Institute in their fibers department.
And that's up in Chicago?
In Chicago, exactly, yeah. Kathy worked on what's called a jacquard loom, where in this loom you can submit a image to help the loom create the image. It's not just the artist selecting the colors and then doing it all handwork, but with the jacquard loom, you can digitally submit an image and then it helps you get the right colors at the right moments for the weaving. So there is handwork in it, but it's also digitized. The image that she inputted to the jacquard loom was a collection of sound information from what she heard in Chicago, and then also graffiti. So there's this kind of visual and audio information that she combined into an image that's black and white, kind of stipulated, but it also has these, you know, gestures that you would see in graffiti or scrawling in there.
As a radio person, I'm actually recognizing what looks like waveform.
Exactly, yeah. So there's this motion to it and this kind of black and white static to it that gives you a clue into that idea that it's audio.
Right next to it, we have what looks like a wall full of cigarettes, which I'm sure it isn't. What do we have here?
This is a ceramic piece by a Northern Illinois University artist, and they're ceramic tubes that have been pushed together in kind of rectangular forms, and they come out at you on the wall so you can see down in through each tube, and they also lay kind of perpendicular to the wall and end up looking a bit like pipes at the same time. It's a really playful piece, like there's structure to it, but it also feels like it's either kind of coming together or coming apart. There's an asymmetry there.
Yeah. Do we have any work from Illinois State University students?
Yeah, we have three pieces from Illinois State students. Dylan Welch has print work. We also have work by Laura Newman, who is a ceramic graduate student, as well as Mariko Brown, who is a ceramics graduate student at ISU.
What is this? I hate to walk into a gallery and utter those infamous words. What is this?
It's a great question to have when you walk in a gallery. This piece is called Waiting by Laura, and what it is it's ceramic material, it's clay, that has been squeezed around metal wire. So she has created this kind of looping organic form with the wire and then covered it in clay and fired it. So when it's fired, there's a kind of decay and a breaking apart that happens. And it has this kind of chair shape to it where you feel like, I want to sit in that, but I'm going to bust that apart if I do. I love all the work and I love the exploration that the students have done, from the painting work where this painter has painted not only on the front of her painting, but also on the back, so that the paint is oozing through the weave of the canvas.
Of the canvas, yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually not canvas, it's burlap that she's painted on.
Cool.
So it really gets a cool squeeze coming through. So I just love the exploration that's going on, and also with some of the installation work where there's lots of little bits to explore, and you come up with your own kind of solutions to the problems that they're presenting you.
Why is this point in these artist development important?
In graduate school, it's one of the few times where you get such an amount of feedback, such an amount of studio time, and your whole world blows up for you. You know, like lots of windows and doors are open to you. You get to collaborate with different artists. You get to experience new ways of making that you don't really get the opportunities for outside of school. It's just a real defining moment as an artist.
That's Claire Hedden, head curator at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, currently showing Emerging Illinois Artists through June 11th. I'm Laura Kennedy.